Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Washington Wizards and the New Orleans Pelicans. Washington comes in with a record of 22-26. New Orleans is 26-23 on the year. Over their last 10, Washington 5-5 has won 4 games in a row, and New Orleans 2-8 over that span has lost 6 straight. Here are the numbers. Washington averaging 112.7 per game, New Orleans 115.3. Washington gives up 113.4 per game, so a negative differential of 0.7. New Orleans gives up 113.1 per contest for a positive differential of 2.2. 13.3 turnovers per game by the Wizards, 14.6 by the Pelicans. Pelicans shoot 47.9% from the field versus 48.1% by the Wizards. Washington 35% from long range, New Orleans 35.9% from distance. Wizards are 77.6% from the free throw line, 77.8% by the Pelicans. Both teams about the same in bench scoring, 34.1 by the Wizards, 34.6 by New Orleans. And the Pelicans did win the first matchup of these two clubs, 132-112. It is a home game for them as well. Zion Williamson still out, and Kristaps Porzingis out for the Wizards. The question is, with Ingram back, can the Pelicans stop the bleeding against the Wizards? Can Ingram power them? I think this is a big moment for him, a chance for him to show that his presence alone, his ability alone, can kind of right the ship and steady the waters a little bit against a subpar team. I don't think that's too much to ask for him at this stage of his career, if he's the player we think he is. So we'll see what Ingram's able to do. I believe he can do it. I got the Pelicans. I think they stop the bleeding here and end the Wizards' winning streak. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Washington and New Orleans. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Wogan, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Washington Wizards and the New Orleans Pelicans. The lines opened up with New Orleans being favored by 3.5 points, but it's gone up now a half point. The Pelicans are favored by 4, and the over-under is at 230 going into this game Saturday night. The Wizards, they're 22-26 on the season, 22-23-3 against the spread with 23 overs, 22 unders, and 3 pushes on the season. They're also 10-16 on the road, and the Wizards, they've won 4 straight games. They're one of the more inconsistent teams in the NBA, if you notice. If you keep listening to these previews, you're going to listen. A lot of the teams in the NBA, they're inconsistent, and the Wizards are one of them. They've had like an 8-game win streak and a 10-game losing streak in the same season. So right now, they're on a little bit of an uptick. They've won 4 in a row overall and against the spread with 2 overs in that span. Now, on the other hand, the Pelicans, they're 26-23 this season, 24-25 against the spread, 27 overs, 22 unders. They're 17-8 at home. And right now, they're in a little bit of a down spell as they've lost 6 in a row, 2-4 against the spread in that span, 4 unders as well. Something that's always been said this year about the Pelicans is that they're one of the deepest teams in the NBA. That's very true. But having Zion Williamson on that team not playing hurts them. Because when he plays, it just adds to the depth that they have on that team. And he's good, man. The Zion effect is real. And when he plays, they look like legitimate title contenders. But when he doesn't, they're a good NBA team. They're very good. But they're just not that Zion-level team. And if you're looking in terms of the over-under, I kind of like the Wizards on the road in this game because no Zion, no chance. Not they have no chance, but like the Wizards, they're just on a hot streak and the Pelicans are not. And I like to see the Wizards getting points. I think that they could just cover this number. And when it comes to the under, the Pelicans under has hit 6 of 7 on 2 days rest. And also, like I said, they don't have Zion, so that's points of chasing at that point. I just don't see the over coming into play in this game. So I like the Wizards on the road to cover this 4-point spread, and I like the under. For more NBA and NFL betting previews, head to the Sports Betting Stack. I'm Hunter Wogan with a stack in the NBA betting preview between the Washington Wizards and the New Orleans Pelicans.